This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On this 4th of July weekend, we are back with hour number two of Ron Segi today. And my first guest is Hal Lansky. Now, you may not know that name, but if you are all a fan of Elvis Presley, you will, because, you know, he bought a lot of his clothes, especially when he first got started in the business, from the famous Lansky Brothers in Memphis, Tennessee. And they have been the clothier to Johnny Cash, Isaac Hayes, Jerry Lee Lewis. The list goes on and on and on. And it also has an appearance in the show Elvis, which is out right now, starring Austin Butler and Tom Hanks. Hal Lansky will be here from the History Channel talking about toys that made America, Jordan Hembrow, and then we'll be chatting to Gene Walden about inflation during these troubled times. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi today.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
This year marks the 42nd anniversary presentation of A Capital Fourth, the national July 4th TV tradition on PBS. This year's special 90-minute presentation is being hosted by country music star Mickey Guyton with a fireworks display over Washington, D.C., celebrating our nation's birthday. Gloria Gaynor talks about A Capital Fourth.
I believe it will be meaningful for me to perform I Will Survive for the Capital Fourth event because I don't think there's been a time in America's history when people needed more to be inspired, uplifted, and encouraged, to be reminded of all that we Americans have individually and collectively triumphed over, indeed survived in the past.
The 42nd annual broadcast airs on PBS on Monday, July 4th, 8 to 9:30 Eastern Time, as well as on American Forces Network for our troops serving around the world. Also be streaming on YouTube and PBS.org and can be heard in NPR stations nationwide. Available as video on demand July 4th through July 18th.
The Buy One, Get One free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because our love is too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Actually, what you're listening to, of course, is the King, Elvis Presley, with the new movie out right now starring Austin Butler and Tom Hanks. Many may notice the fact that there is a clothing store that is in the movie, and it's called Lansky Brothers. For those of you who may not know this, and for Elvis fans, I know you do, that is a real store and a real icon in the story and the legend of Elvis Presley, because as a young man, he would go in there and talk to Bernard Lansky, who was the owner, and Mr. Lansky was very receptive to the young man and said, this is what you need if you're going to shine on stage, and that tradition has continued for a lot of years. Joining us right now is now the son of Bernard Lansky, Hal Lansky, who used to go up to Graceland and deliver the clothes to Elvis, and he's joining us right now from Lansky Brothers in Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Hal. How are you? Nice to have you on the show, my friend.
Hey, Ron. How you doing? I'm Hal Lansky, second generation. We also have third generation in our business now, and this is our 76th year in business.
Unbelievable. And, you know, your father was really a forerunner in this thing, because a lot of people, especially back in the early 50s, didn't really go for flashy, flashy clothes. They were very conservative. But he had the foresight to actually put clothes in the window that were bright and weren't traditional. They weren't gray suits. They were pink suits. They were black pants. I mean, it was really revolutionary.
Right, Ron. My dad called them his lifesaver colors, like the candies. You know, he used to dress the windows up in greens and pinks and reds and lime greens and purples. And one day he saw this young man looking in the window, and he said, "Young man, come on in." And this young man said, "Mr. Lansky, I don't have any money, but one of these days I'm going to come in and buy you out." And my dad, Mr. Lansky, said, "Young man, don't buy me out. Just buy from me." And that's what started their friendship. And, you know, my dad was kind to him and showed him a little respect. You know, you got to remember, this was probably in 1952. Elvis was a nobody. He was a high school kid, and he was on a street that he really wasn't supposed to be on, because Bill Street back then was a fast and tumble street, and like the home of where the African-American population went. And they felt at home. They felt that this was their street. So he was definitely on the wrong side of town, in the wrong street.
Why did your dad, back in the early 50s, chose that location to put the store? Because a lot of times, white merchants didn't want to do that.
Bill Street, you had a lot of Jewish merchants. They had pawn shops there. There were juke joints, shoe stores. And my dad, you know, they really couldn't find the location. So just so happens, they found the location at 126 Field. And the only reason they got that location was the guy, the previous owner, was murdered in the store. And my dad really didn't know that. But when he went inside the store, it was a ladies' thrift store. And my dad, he was a colorful guy. He said, "This not for me." And he started throwing this stuff on the street. And within hours, the stuff was gone, because there was a lot of traffic on Bill Street. And, of course, there still is today. And so when the store was cleared out, he said, what are we going to sell? What are we going to sell? And right then, it was 1946. The war was over with. Memphis had one of the largest army depots in the world. So he started buying, like, army cots, army fatigues, paints, and eventually that stuff sold out. And then he had to have something to sell, so then he started going to California and New York and bringing in the latest fashions.
So it actually was an Army surplus store for a certain time then.
Right, that's how we started out, Army surplus, yes,
oh,
sir, 1946.
One thing that I admired about what he did with Elvis was the fact that, like you said earlier, he didn't throw him out of the store. There's the old story that Elvis went in to buy a Cadillac in the showroom, and the guy threw him out. He ended up buying the car on the premise that if the black gentleman who was washing the cars at the time was given the commission. And that car later became a purple car, which was used actually in the movie. And your dad didn't treat him like that. Your dad treated him with respect, even though he was a, you know, just a high school student trying to get through a tough time. And he respected him.
Right. And also, my dad really sealed the deal with Elvis. When he found out that he was going to be on national TV, he came into the store. And he said, Mr. Lansky, I'm going to be on national TV. And my dad said, "Oh, great, great, Elvis, what show?" And Elvis said, "The Ed Sullivan Show." And my dad said, "Whoa, the Ed Sullivan Show." You know, back then, the Ed Sullivan Show was like The Voice or American Idol. So my dad was showing Elvis some outfits to wear for the show. And then Elvis looked up. He said, "Mr. Lansky, I got a problem." My dad said, "Elvis, what's your problem?" He said, "Mr. Lansky, I don't have any money." And my dad said, "Well, Elvis, you do have a problem, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you credit, but you better pay me back." And, of course, 45 years after his death, Elvis is still repaying us with the people he sends to us and the legacy my dad's created for himself, for our family, and also for the Elvis fans throughout the world.
That's so cool. How did you feel when you saw your name up in the big screen?
Oh, my gosh, Ron, it brought tears to my eyes. And, right now I'm trying to keep the legacy of my dad alive, which I just told you, and also Elvis's. And it was just so humbling that, you know, my dad worked all his life, and, you know, he hustled and worked. And my dad and our business is finally getting the due that we worked so hard for. But it was unbelievable, Ron. I just can't say the words. It's very humbling.
Now, later in years, when Elvis wasn't going out that much, I don't think he walked into the store then. So how did he try these clothes on that you brought up to him?
He said he shopped with us early on, but, you know, after that, after the the Ed Sullivan show, he was, my dad used to say, he was like a fish in a fish bowl. He couldn't go out because everybody wanted a piece of him. Elvis was a clothes horse. He loved everything, and when he bought stuff or when we took it out there, he kept most of it. He was a perfect customer. He would never return it. If he didn't like it, he would re-gift it. He was the original re-gifter, but he loved everything. And everything Elvis put on, no matter what it was, he looked good in it, and he mixed his plaids with his stripes and the colors, and we like to take credit for the early days, black and pink color combinations of the 50s. You know, Ron, back then, men didn't wear pink, and, Elvis was tough. All the young men were trying to beat up Elvis because he wore pink and because he was taking away their girlfriends. So Elvis had to knew how to move around back in those days.
Now, what about the style of the high collars and things like the kind of a garter-type elastic around the sleeves? Were those custom-made or did you get them from you?
We like to take credit for a lot of the balloon sleeves and the high collars. We took care of Elvis for over three decades. You know, in the 50s, we think that's the Lansky look, when Elvis looked his best. He was young and innocent. That's the Lansky look. The 50s, he wore a lot of boucle suits, real tight pants, beautiful retro-looking knit shirts. Beginning of the 60s, it was a time when the suits were a lot trimmer. It was the continental look in the early 60s.
Right.
And he was just cool. And then in the middle 60s, that's when the Carnaby Street invasion of the British style, the mod look in, and that's when we started selling the balloon sleeves and the bell-bottom pants. I'll never forget when I was in school, my dad ran a full-page ad in the Memphis newspaper, and the ad said, get funky at Lansky Brothers. And, oh, my God, all the parents and everybody were calling the school and the principals, and the principals wouldn't let anybody wear the Lansky balloon sleeve shirts. That was quite a decade. And then, of course, the final decade is the 70s, which was a decade of fashion that we hope never comes back, but that was a decade everybody thought they were pimps. That was a super fly period. You know, Shaft came out. You know, all the guys liked those long leather coats. We were probably the only men's store in America that had a full-time furrier putting mink collars and mink cuffs on their coats and stuff, and matching hats and stuff.
Hell, you got a few more minutes to spend with us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Hal Lansky is our guest from Lansky Brothers, where Elvis started his fashion. And we're going to pause for a second. We're talking about all the things that Hal has done and his father Bernard and Lansky Brothers. And, of course, they are featured in the new movie Elvis, which stars Austin Butler and Tom Hanks. I saw the movie. It's fantastic. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
You know I can't live sit home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel, too hard is true. Baby, if I made you mad, something I might have said. Please don't forget my past, the future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel, too hard is true.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming, I don't know which way to go.
We're back. You are listening to Ron Sedgy Today, and our guest is staying with us for another segment. His name is Hal Lansky from Lansky Brothers, a clothing store that has been made very famous over the years, especially for Elvis fans, because that clothing store on Beale Street was where Elvis first walked in and started deciding wearing pink jackets, black pants, white shoes, a blue shirt. Not very traditional colors for a gentleman back in that era, but Elvis unique is probably the best answer. And the sign Lansky Brothers appears in the new movie, which is out right now, starring Austin Butler and Tom Hanks, who do a remarkable job. If you haven't seen the movie, go see it. And hell, we were talking about the different styles and everything and the styles of the era. Now, Bill Bailey, I think, was the guy that designed the stage outfits, but Elvis, of course, didn't wear jumpsuits all day long. So when you went up there and were delivering this stuff, would you give it to Elvis, or would you give it to Joe or Lamar or Billy, or who would you give it to?
One time I do remember giving it to Elvis, but, you know, most of the time, you know, the housekeepers were there and opened up the doors and let us in. But, Ron, Elvis was at the home a lot. So was the Memphis Mafia.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, did your dad ever get a Cadillac?
No, he didn't. When Elvis sold 1 million records from RCA Victor, Elvis received a German Messerschmitt from RCA. RCA, a lot of people don't know, is a German company. But anyway, he got this three-wheel Messerschmitt, and a Messerschmitt is a German car. They used to make warplanes, and after the war, they started making the cars. But he drove that car up to my dad. He was so proud of that car because my dad knew him when he was nothing. And he said, Mr. Lansky, look what I got. I just sold 1 million records. This is what they gave me. And my dad said, Elvis, that's cool. I want that car. And then within a matter of 2 or 3 weeks later, my dad got that car. And if you go to our website, you will find Elvis talking about how he swapped his car for a 2.5-hour shopping spree in Lansky's, the coolest store in town. At the end of the audio, Elvis was talking about, he said, I left that store a wreck. That store was a wreck when I left there. But, Ron, you know, my dad showed generosity to a lot of these young musicians. We had the same story with a guy named Isaac Hayes. Isaac Hayes was one of our customers, and when Isaac Hayes won the Oscar for the Best Song of the Year in 1972 for Shaft, he also got a beautiful pimp mobile. He brought it down to my dad, and he came in. He said, Mr. Lansky, look what I got. He was turning the car on and off from inside the store in 1972, and he said, Mr. Lansky, I even got a refrigerator in the back seat. But these guys remember my dad because Isaac Hayes, when he first came in the store and met my dad, Isaac Hayes' shoes was was bailed by bailing wire. That's how poor these guys are coming in. So these guys have definitely been from rags to riches, and they never forgot the gratitude or the being kind to them when they didn't have anything. Ron, my dad used to say, you meet the same people going up the ladder as you do going down the ladder, and that was his motto, and it worked for my dad and for our family so many times.
That philosophy is so well taken, especially in the entertainment business, and I mentioned earlier, of course, that I did interview your dad before he passed away back in 2012, and had a great conversation with him. But, you know, as you mentioned before, Isaac Hayes, Elvis, Johnny Cash came in, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis. I mean, it was a place to go and still is. Are you in the Peabody now?
Yeah, Rod, we're in the lobby of the Peabody, the South Grand Hotel. I like to tell everybody we're just a waddle away from the Peabody Fountain. But, yeah, we've been in there probably over 40 years now.
But the original store on Beale Street, is that still there, Hal?
The original building is still there right now. The Hard Rock Cafe is in there. They wanted that building to put a cafe in there because the building has so much history in it. You know, you got Carl Perkins, you got Jerry Lee, you got Roy Orbison. All of them,
yeah.
B.B. King, all of them shopped in that store. So they're running a cafe out of the store. We did have a store in there. We closed it during COVID. And hopefully by spring of 23, we'll have that store back open.
Hal, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, where were you and what was your feelings when you found out on August 16th, 1977, that your best customer had passed away?
My dad and I were at a clothing market in Dallas, Texas, and we were in a restaurant, and this chef guy came in and told everybody, and my dad couldn't believe it. So we got the next flight out. We got back home, and my dad had time to go to the funeral. And, of course, at that time, and I was married in 1976, and we went over to the house when Elvis died, and it's the first time my wife has ever seen a deceased, a dead body, and that happened to be the first one she ever seen was the King of Rock and Roll laying in that casket, and it was unbelievable, so sad, and oh my God, it was like the day the clock stopped in the world. It was just heartbreaking.
Any of them in Memphis Market shop there? Did Joe Esposito shop there?
Yeah, they all did. Yeah. Jerry Schilling, George Klein, did Alan Fortis, Sonny West, all of them.
Did you have those big enough for Lamar Fyke?
Yeah, well, our main business in the 60s and 70s, we had big and tall stores. But, you know, Ron, our business has changed a lot over the years. You know, I tell everybody, if we sold white button-down dress shirts and navy blazers, we would have been out of business 20 years ago. And you come to Lansky's, if you're looking for a job interview, Lansky's really can't help you. But if you want to come to Lansky's, if you want to be the hit of the party, you come to Lansky's, and we'll take good care of you. So, we're still known for awesome outfits. You know, we're not boring by any means.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm going to come down to Memphis there for the August celebrations because my friend James Burton, of course, from the TCB band is going to be there.
Yeah.
And I want to stop in and meet you personally. I have not been in the store, although, as I mentioned to you before we went on the air, various times my wife has shopped at Lansky's online. But I got to tell you, it's a fascinating story. Congratulations, Hal, on the fact that you appeared in this movie that is huge, and a great tribute to your dad, Bernard, for what he did for rock and roll music and how to make those entertainers stand out. You know, I had a guy one time that was involved with me, and he said, you know, you should just go up on stage with, you know, a pair of jeans and a T-shirt. And I said, no. I don't want to wear anything on stage that somebody might have on in the audience. And that's what he did. He put stars on stage that were different from the people that came to the concert. And for that, he was a real forerunner.
So, Ron, you don't want to look like the guy that just changed the oil in your car, right?
No. That's exactly right. You got it. Hal, I look forward to seeing you. Thank you, my friend, and thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Ron, I look forward to seeing you in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee, Lansky Brothers. Thanks, Hal.
Thank you, Ron.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is seeking to block more offshore drilling along the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association President Tim Stewart joins Fox News to share his thoughts on this development.
We are behind for sure. The reality is this is the problem with a somewhat schizophrenic energy policy where the president says one thing and the bureaucracy does another.
Meanwhile, Biden faces calls from his own party to do more to curb fossil fuel emissions. Flight delays and cancellations are worsening as the holiday weekend gets underway. The number of delays within, into, or out of the United States jumped to 2,450 alone on Saturday. Nearly 600 flights have been canceled on Saturday as well. The airport seeing the most issues is Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, I love the History Channel. I think it's a fantastic channel on cable. And they have a series of things that built America. And coming up, the History Channel, it's going to be premiering The Toys That Built America, a four-part docuseries that really chronicles the toy titans and the people that made toys so, so famous and well-loved around the world. Joining us right now is Jordan Hembrough, who, of course, hosted the hit series Toy Hunter, in which he traveled around the world. He's a prestigious member of the Hall of Fame for toys, and he's got some great stories to tell. Jordan, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
I meant what I said. I love this series, and I can't wait to watch this, The Toys That Built America. Tell us about this. I mean, we're talking about billion-dollar companies like Milton Bradley, the Parker Brothers, and stories like how the Frisbee, and my favorite toy in the world, the Slinky, was stumbled upon by accident.
Slinky. Yeah, it is a wonderful toy. You know, Ron, we're going to actually be taking viewers into an incredible history throughout this four-part documentary series. It is the history of American toys, and these are toys that have entered the lexicon, you know, of these are toys like Monopoly, Clue, Slinky, Silly Putty, and, you know, the back history of incredible companies, everyone from Milton Bradley and Parker Brothers to Mattel, and even Wham-O, the novelty toy company Wham-O that everyone grew up with. We're going to take people inside the history of these companies, tell you how a lot of these toys were invented, and actually people won't even realize is the rivalries that might have taken place behind the scenes between competing companies as they race to market with their latest invention.
Now, you talk about how this had a backdrop of the Civil War, the Great Depression, World War II. You mean some of these toys go back to the Civil War?
They do. They go back in hundreds of years. And, you know, we're not only going to talk to you about Monopoly, we're going to talk to you about the game that came before Monopoly, that actually influenced Monopoly. So a lot of these things go back, you know, to the history of the Civil War and all those times. Everything happening in America during that time influenced the inventors, and it influenced their way of thinking and why they created some of these board games.
Okay, so give me an example, like Monopoly, for example. Now, you know, that is a game that has lived forever, as far as I'm concerned, and we would have massive Monopoly games where we would go for days. We'd loan other people money so that we could keep them perpetuating in the game. Let's say go back. How far is Monopoly? How old is it?
Monopoly goes back to the 1800s.
Really? You say these go back to the 1800s. So these have persevered over a lot of backdrops as far as what we've gone through in America, and it actually is worldwide. I mean, it's amazing that how these games are so accepted in countries that, you know, you wouldn't think would be.
Yeah, they actually are, and it does go back. It goes back worldwide. It goes back hundreds of years. And here's the reason why is we've all needed, we all, you know, as a species, we have this need to play. We want to relax. We want to have this creativity, this play time. And these toys are so universal. They just basically touched on something universally throughout the decade. We've always had, you know, time with the family, whether it be in the 1800s or in the 1950s. We had, you know, time to play these games, whether they be Monopoly or the Game of Life or Clue. And when you talk about worldwide and how they've become popular worldwide, is because a lot of these people had relatives that came over from other countries outside of America, and they would come and visit them, and they'd show them these games. They'd actually bring them back with them to their country, and they'd be popular back then. So they started out as this sort of like grassroots campaign very early on as well.
Let's take a toy like the Slinky that we were talking about, or Silly Putty. Those were actually invented by accident.
Everyone knows the Slinky. Everyone knows the theme song of Slinky, and we all know that it can walk alone or it can walk in pairs, and it makes that Slinky sound. Slinky was actually invented by a guy named Richard James, and he was hired by the U.S. Navy to invent an instrument to stabilize sensitive equipment on these ships during the rough seas during World War II. So while that invention might not have exactly worked for the Navy, Richard James says, you know what? There's a great toy here. There's something here. That's really what this series celebrates. It celebrates these people that actually took something a step further. They went beyond what it was initially intended for. Like the Frisbee. Frisbees were out as a pie plate that was being, you know, tossed around by people for pies. And these inventors said, you know what, there's something here. Maybe this can be something else. And that's what I love about the toys that built America.
What about a hula hoop? Do you address that?
We go into hula hoop as well. We talk about hula hoop. We talk about all those great toys from Wham-O, and we talk about how the company Wham-O was formed, and Richard Nair and Spud Mellon were these two guys just hanging out on a beach one time thinking of, you know, the next great toy, and everyone has this aha moment, and we go into all of these great toys that we grew up with.
You know, the best thing about games like Monopoly and G.I. Joe and Silly Putty and the Matchbox cars, okay, and the Slinky, it doesn't need batteries.
No, it was definitely a simpler time back then. I miss it. I mean, I was a child of the 70s. I grew up in the 70s and 80s. Toys were, they were better back then. They were better in the 1950s, and I think they really sparked creativity. They sparked that sort of special creativity, ingenuity into kids, where they would all gather around in a social circle and they would all bring their Slinky, or they all bring their Super Bounce balls, or a bunch of girls would hang out at a party and all bring their hula hoops. Now it's all online and digital, and I think kids these days are actually losing a little something when it comes to interaction.
Well, you know, I really remember the hula hoop craze like it was yesterday, and they used to have contests. I mean, radio stations would sponsor them, or some corner store would sponsor them, and you'd have like 100 kids there at the hula hoop, and you know, it was such a simple thing. Now it just seems so complicated, the whole deal. And I don't want to sound like my parents and grandparents saying these kids today don't know what they're missing, but they don't.
No, they don't. I mean, I've got two kids in college, and we were talking about the hula hoop at home when I was doing the series, and you know, I would tell them, you know, there was a guy on the TV called Ed Sullivan. These people on doing hula hoops, and then they'd like be spinning kicks and everything, and that was entertainment.
Yeah.
And my kids looked at me like I had three heads. Yeah. That was, you know, it's good fashioned, fun entertainment. And, you know, I'd like to bring back a hula hoop under every Christmas tree. I think kids, they lose it. They lose that sense of innocence. They lose being a child.
You know, I do a concert series with a 15-piece orchestra, and I do a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. I'm a singer. And in
Love
the
it.
Show,
Love it.
I do a segment where I bring three or four people up on stage, and I have them do the hula hoop. And you cannot imagine how people of, you know, my generation and your generation look at this thing, and they know exactly mm-hmm. what it is, but they can't do it. And the youngsters who go up there know exactly what to do. One girl I brought up last week, she was only like 15 years old, and she was good at it. So I think that's great to know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic to know.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, the show is at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central on the History Channel, and it's called The Toys That Built America. By the way, I want to congratulate you because you are in the Toy Hall of Fame, then, you know, you've got people that next to you like Stan Lee, Hulk Hogan, the Lego Company, Hasbro Toys. You're in good company there, Jordan. And it's a great presentation. You're going to love it. You know, the one thing about it is it appeals to all ages. People are going to see toys that they're playing with today, not realize where they came from, and vice versa. It's just going to be a great show, and I can't wait to see it, Jordan. I congratulate you on it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, good family viewing, good for the whole family to sit and watch with the kids and the grandkids. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, get your silly putty out and let's rock and roll. Okay. Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Okay. Jordan, thank you for joining us. It's been great. Jordan Hembro has been our guest. And, of course, the show, as we mentioned, is Sunday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central Time on the History Channel, The Toys That Built America, part of a series of a lot of things that built America, the food that built America, the donuts that built America, the cars that built America, the houses that built America. It's a great series on the History Channel, and now they have The Toys That Built America. So check it out on the History Channel. Great series of a lot of things that made this country great. Want to remind everybody to check our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to the site, on the homepage, there are a couple of icons. One says, Listen Live, hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And another says, Facebook. If you hit it, you and I can become friends on Facebook. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world on great radio stations. questions, like the one you're listening to. We'll be right back with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world. You know, on our show, we talk about a lot of light things that are going on in our lives with a lot of personalities. But every once in a while, we have to come back to reality. And that's what we're going to do with our next guest, talking about how to manage inflation. It's in everybody's minds these days. Our next guest is a friend of our show. She's a financial expert. Got to wish her congratulations because last week she was elected as the 2022 Marketing Officer of the Year by the International Association of Top Professionals. Pretty nice company we're keeping with Jeannie Walden. Hi, Jeannie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. It's great to be on your show again. Thanks for having me back.
Congratulations for that great salutation that you received.
Oh, thank you so much.
That is very cool. Well, now, we're talking about inflation today, And, you know, summer's here. A lot of people are saying goodbye to long car trips. They're breaking the bank trying to even get to one day to the next. It's expensive to do anything to make ends meet. Where do we start in this complete chaos that is going on in this country and at a time of the year and after a pandemic that we're just all tired?
Well, you know, you summed it up. Everybody just wants to get out and move forward with their life in a positive way because we have gone through so much. And I think, you know, realistically, we are seeing through a Harris Poll survey that we recently did, 77% of all hourly workers we surveyed said that the stress from managing finances has negatively impacted their health. And 81% of them said that higher gas prices has had a negative effect on their ability to pay other expenses. So this is real right now, and it's up to all of us to look for innovative ways that we can make it through these high times of inflation and still have a good quality of life, especially since it is summer and everybody wants to spend time with family and friends.
You know, I read an article the other day about somebody who was paying more for their gas than they made in the week to go to work. And somebody asked them, well, why don't you quit? And they said, well, I can't quit because then the opportunity ever comes back where gas prices go down, I have to have a job. And that is a sad scenario. And when they talk about, you know, we're going to drop this 18 cents, 2 cents, 5 cents, they need bigger numbers than that. Talk about managing inflation, but if it's something that is, in your mind, unmanageable because you don't have any decision to make decisions on a big level, what do you do?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people are looking for new jobs. People that can't afford the gas that it requires to get to and from work are looking for remote roles. We're still seeing that there's 1.8 jobs for every worker that's out there. So there are still options, which is still a good thing. But for those people who feel like they don't have options, in some parts of the country, there's not as many open jobs as there are in other parts, or it just might not align with your skill set, people are being really creative. A lot of people are signing up for gig jobs. They're looking for a side hustle. They're looking to do deliveries with DoorDash or Uber Eats or Instacart where they can make ends meet. Now, what's interesting about that is if you do that just outside of your normal work schedule, it can also cost you a lot in gas. If you align it with your commute, though, it's one way that you can change your expensive commute into a little bit of a profitable commute. You leave half an hour or an hour earlier for work and do a couple of deliveries on the route to your workplace, you could just make enough money to cover the increase in gas.
And, you know, when you talk about a side gig, a side hustle, for many people, they think of a gangster movie. Where they say, hey, you got a side gig, you've got to hustle something. This is the way to survive in today's society, unfortunately. When you talk about searching for deals, I think the days, because I saw this the other day in a store, people are going back to coupons.
Yeah, you know, but the days of cutting coupons out of newspapers, I think, is gone, and it's all gone digital,
right,
which isn't so bad. You know, every company wants you to become a loyal shopper and a brand advocate. So what they're doing is they're combining the manufacturer coupons, like a dollar off of your Tide laundry detergent, with company coupons. And that could mean, hey, spend $40 here at Kroger or CVS and you can save $5 on your order. Or buy X dollar amount over the course of the month in groceries, which everyone's able to hit, and get 10 cents more off of each gallon of gas when you go to one of our company's gas stations. So a lot of companies are putting those types of discounts in. So if you sit down and strategically just look at where you typically frequent as far as stores and go to their websites or download their apps, see what kind of discounts and deals they have, that can often shave off between 20 and 40% on your final bill. And that's a lot of money.
You know, talk about budgeting. You know, everybody tries to get into a budget situation, but inevitably what happens is some unexpected expense pops up and throws the budget all in array, and that's a sad situation. Let's talk about the employer. Can the employer help in any way? I think, and I had a friend of mine who had a very nice job recently left. I asked him why, and he said, well, because they couldn't pay me anymore. I don't know if going to an employer and asking for more money is the solution, because they're in the straits too, but can they help in other ways?
Yeah, and you're still right about that. A lot of employers have increased wages the best and as much as they can, given their economic situation as well. Their cost of goods and supply chain is also hitting the business, and so they've had to look at other creative ways.
What I love about it is there's really great opportunities that employers can offer to their workers to make it more manageable. A lot of companies are doing free lunches, and that puts, you know, $12 to $15 back in your pocket. You don't need to buy the food to bring to work anymore. A lot of companies are offering commuter discounts and benefits. Some companies is offering a pet stipend. So if you've got a pet during COVID and now you need to leave them to come back into the office, they will cover pet care for you, which is, pet care is almost as costly as child care these days. So there's options like that. Companies are offering daily pay, which is where I work. It's free to employers. It gives employees access to their pay as they earn it. So when those unexpected expenses come up, it's really easy to just press a button, get the $150 that you need to take care of that unexpected battery dying so you can still make it to work without having to worry about repayment or finance charge rates. At the end of the pay period, when your paycheck comes out, you get whatever you made, less the money you took out early.
I truly think that that's a way that an employer can help their employees, dedicated or not dedicated employees, to really make ends meet during these troubled times. Jeannie, where can we go for more information? Because these are all great ideas.
We keep a running total and tab of ideas that we get, and we talk to a lot of people, so if you've got a great idea, we'd love to hear it. But you can go to dailypay.com to look up information on cost-saving tips, time-saving tips, ways to budget during these crazy high inflation times. And if you're an employer not offering daily pay, it's free for you, so check it out.
And congratulations for being the recipient of the 2022 Marketing Officer of the Year by the International Association of Top Professionals. Congratulations, Jeannie.
Thanks so much, Ron. Have a great day.
You too. Our guest has been financial expert, author, and chief innovation market officer for Daily Pay, our friend Jeannie Walden, how to manage inflation during these troubled times for all of us.
Thank you. It's always great talking to you, Ron.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
4th of July weekend, that's a wrap. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show, and our guests include Disco Queen Gloria Gaynor, from America's Got Talent, Heidi Klum, Henry Frombrough. Of course, Henry was one of the originators and still working with the Spinners, and our car coach, Lauren Fix. Also want to thank Hal Lansky from Lansky Brothers, Jordan Hembrow from the History Channel, part of that show called Toys That Made America, and Jeannie Walden. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I hope you have a great 4th of July weekend and that you have blue skies and green lights.